that we might be, that we should be, that we should be, that we might be, that we should be. Be what? Kind of first fruits of his creature. That we should be. Not be damned, not be broke, not be cursed, not be sad, not be down. You're taking on something that do not belong to you. You need to rise up in your righteous indignation and say, get your hands off of me. I refuse to be sad. I refuse to be broke. And see, a wise person, once you make a declaration like that, you go get busy. You'll go get busy. You'll go digging. You'll find out. Now, Lord, Holy Spirit, now what? Since I show me what my next move. He said, I'm glad you asked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we might be what we should be, a kind of first fruits of his creatures. 1 Peter 1:23, being what? 1 Peter 1:23, that we should be the first, a kind of first fruits of his creature. Being what? Being born again. Not off of what? Corruptible seed. This is a corruptible seed is a seed that will perish. But of what? Incorruptible by the word of God, which what? Liveth and abideth how long? We have been made the righteousness of God in him. We are like him and we are in right standing with him and have a right to what he says in his word that belongs to us. Hello. This is your blood-bought right, your God-given right, your redemptive right. You have a right to walk in hell. You have a right to be full of joy. You have a right to lift your hands and praise God. You have a right to dance, sing, and shout. You have a right to do it. But the enemy suppress you. Well, you're supposed to look dignified and don't know you're cranktified. Whatever that is. You have a right. And you ever notice when you laugh, you know, even the natural, when you laugh, things just change. You could be kind of down. And if you just start laughing, things change. What if we get over in that realm where we're supposed to live? We are to live and just get the laughing in the Holy Ghost and get the rejoicing. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, the devil done tipped out of there. He'd get away from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And listen to the scripture, for he has made him, this is 2 Corinthians. This is 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Because see, we've been made righteous, and he became what we were so we could become what he is. And now that I know that I'm the righteousness of God, let's begin to look in the word and see what we can do. What we have access to, what we can do. See, once you get a revelation of this and put it into practice, doesn't mean that you won't be challenged, but you'll meet the challenge and overcome. A lot of times we're crying about stuff we ought to be shouting about. So we're going back to Ephesians. I said all that to go back. Hallelujah. Back to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to stay. Do this in the Amplified, then I'm going to the King James and others, but King James mainly. Notice in the, go ahead and put up Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 8. I'm going to do this just to kind of bring you up and Paul starting this letter, how he started it out from the King James, but I will pick up in the 8th verse with Amplified. And I know, and sometimes, you know, it's all right to read the Bible in church, isn't it?
Amen.
Okay. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, this is Ephesians 1:1. Paul, you can turn there, you don't have to. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, notice, by the will of God to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice what's to you. Grace. Notice you talked about grace in the second chapter. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father from the Lord Jesus Christ. So see, he tells us what is for us and to us, and then he explained it. We just talked about it over in the second chapter, what his grace did. Okay? And then he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has what? Chosen us where? When? Before the foundation of the world. Notice he said in verse 3, I just want to look at this so you can be aware of it. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with what? That means none of his spiritual blessing is left out. Think about it now. He not going to, it's already done. What the Lord want me to do today and in the future is to show you how to access what belongs to you. Not you have to live from crisis to crisis, and you live, and then you have to try to access something when a crisis show up. You can live where the crisis won't come. They may come, but they won't affect you. That's a better way of saying it. Because they'll show up. But those that don't know who they are and how to access what belongs to them, they live from crisis to crisis. But they'll show up, but they won't affect you. They may come against you, but you will overcome them because you cannot be stopped. Glory to God. So he said, see, he's telling us, this is what we got to hear. See, people will tell you and talk from natural experience and demonic experience and experience of darkness, but God is explaining to you, and you have to take God at his word. He said, he has what blessed us with our many? All spiritual blessing. Not some, all. Now who are we going to believe? Some spiritual blessing, I'm up, sometime down, sometime almost level to the ground. What are you? But he said he had blessed me with every, I know because I used to sing that way years ago. You don't get me to sing it now. Notice that he said in verse 4, according as he has chose us, he had chose us when? In him. It's in him, so when you get in him, you got them. I'm going to say it again. When you get in him, when you got in him, you got them. Got what? Those spiritual blessings. They belongs to you. Because you're in him. He chose you in him that you should be blessed. When? Before Adam messed up.